I wandered lonely as a cloud,
cloud
that floats on high,
cloud.
Floats on
high,
high, on the high, floats on high, on the high.
Hearing with Hegley.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We're going to start with a song that actually picks up one of the themes in the Sig tune, and this song is called Hello, Everybody.
One, two, three.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
My name's John.
His name's John.
What have I got?
What has he got?
I got me glasses on.
He's got his glasses on.
I got me glasses on my face.
Not got his glasses in his glasses case.
I got me glasses on my face. There we are, that's the first one. Okay. People ask me on occasions why I have this thing about my glasses, what it is I've got against contact lenses. And what I'm going to do now is read this poem to you that I actually composed to explain the situation on these two issues. The poem is called Glasses Good, Contact Lenses Bad. In the embrace of my glasses, I openly accept my vulnerability and affirm my acceptance of outside help. As well as providing open acknowledgement of the imperfection in my eyesight, my glasses are a symbolic celebration of the wider imperfection that is the human condition. In contrast, contact lenses are a hiding of the fault. They pretend the self-sufficiency of the individual and minister unto the cult of stultifying normality. They are that which should be cast out of your vision. They are a denial of the self. They are a denial of the other. They are a betrayal of humanity. I think that covers it. Living in a mobile home.
Living in a mobile home. Living in a mobile home. Home, home, living in a mobile home.
My mum lives in a mobile home. It may sound odd to some, but does it to my mum?
No, it doesn't to his mum. It may be small, but she's not very tall, and she's got all she needs.
She's got heating,
heating, heating, heating,
lighting,
lighting, lighting, lighting,
water,
water, water, water,
a roof, 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 roof,
a door,
roof, roof, roof. To tell you the truth, when you're inside, it's hard to believe that you're
living in a mobile home.
That's where my mother is.
Living in a mobile home.
That's where a doggy is.
Living in a mobile home. In a mobile home. In a mobile home. Way
on a mobile home campsite. To
in a mobile home, in a mobile home.
Hey! In a mobile home, campsite, all right. Home sweet mobile home.
Home, home, mobile home.
Home sweet mobile home.
Home, home, mobile home.
She wants to keep a mobile home as long as she can.
She doesn't want a mansion or a caravan.
A mobile home is just a place for my mummy.
Mention a mobile home and she puts up her thumb.
Me. But there's always a room for home improvement.
Even in an ideal home, there's always room for home improvement. And whenever there's a windy day, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh,
I hope my mother's mobile home don't blow away.
Because if it did, he don't know what his mum would say.
But anyway, there's sliding doors.
Sliding doors.
So there's a wall-to-wall floors.
Wall-to-wall floors.
And there's walls.
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 There's plenty of walls and there's plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
So you can have a party.
In a mobile home. In a mobile home.
You can let yourself go.
In a mobile home.
You can show a home movie.
In a mobile home.
It's really groovy.
In a mobile home.
You can have a game of cricket.
In a mobile home.
You use your doggy as the wicket.
In a mobile home.
In a mobile home. In a mobile home.
Way!
The first bit of pornography I saw was in Luton's main cooperative store when I was maybe seven. It was on a surprisingly low shelf, and when I got home, I got closer to heaven by holding on to the image as well as onto myself. Later in the week, I went daily to scan the pictures, avoiding skillfully the peek of the assistant, although as a man, I have become more resistant to such titillation, as I find it tends to make you imagine people continually bending over, all ready for action, which is a bit of a distraction when you are trying to see them purely as footballers. Right, more autobiographical stuff. Now, this is a poem about when the whole family used to live together in Luton. This is called The Beatles in Our Luton Bungalow. With the Beatles about, you had to admit that it got better. They put a hum into the humdrum and the drab. Those four made us glad to be alive. They made the five of us feel fab. They were one of the three things our family could appreciate together. The other two were sleep and oxygen. We move on now to the next song we're going to do for you. This is a song about deception. This is a song about betrayal. This song is called Betrayal. You want to join in with the old flicking? Hey! Come on, let's go flicky. If you want to flick at home, flicky wicky at home. If you're driving, don't do it.
Somehow you look different tonight. There's something there that wasn't there before. And there's a glint in your eyes, and I'm not sure what it is. I can't quite put my finger on it. Then I realize
contact lenses. Next poem. This is called Grandma's Footsteps. Just because she's got a walking frame, it don't mean she's a victim. She hangs her budgie on the front, he's nameless, and she nicked him. Very much indeed. Glad to see you, appreciate. This is Grandma's glasses. My grandmother used to say, before you moan about the muck on someone else's glasses, make sure you're not on about the muck on your own. Her glasses were filthy. This is a song about my grandfather.
Granddad's going underground tomorrow. In a mahogany box, it was his favourite timber. We've made the requiem arrangements, and we'll even be able to find a home. Granddad's socks and pyjamas. But when somebody passes away, there's always a problem or two. How we gonna break it to Granddad's doggy? And what we gonna do about Granddad's glasses? What we gonna do about Granddad's glasses?
Like to see things wasted.
What we gonna do about Granddad's glasses?
He didn't like to see things thrown away. Maybe somebody could use the frame, but it's always a shame to break a pair up.
A bus pass you can just tear up, but you can't just tear up
your granddad's glasses.
Mm-hmm. grandma had the sense to leave him before he finished breathing. You need a little joke at times like these, and granddad would have had us all having an ease up. But what we gonna do about
granddad's glasses? They won't be going underground with granddad. He didn't believe in telly after death. Opportunity no longer knocks for granddad. He was running for the bus when he ran right out of breath.
And just to add one final twist, a postcard came for him this morning.
They only misspelled his name slightly,
otherwise they put it so politely.
Dear sir or madam, your new spectacles are ready for collection.
What we gonna do about granddad's glasses?
I hope he knew once he kept his teeth in.
What we gonna do about granddad's glasses?
I mean the ones he won't be going underneath in. It isn't easy to realise that granddad's eyes are closed forever. Now I know what a farce is.
Now he knows what a farce is.
What are we gonna do without granddad? Whoa, whoa. What are we gonna do without that
grand old daddy?
And what are we gonna do about
granddad's
empty glasses?
Thank you very much indeed. From you here at the Bull in Barnet, thanks for you out there, wherever you may be. You've been listening to myself, John Hegley, and Nigel, Susan Norton, Keith Moore, produced by Phil Clark for the BBC. Thank you and good night.